From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Democratic-led House is forced to hold another vote on health care tonight after Republicans in the Senate uncovered two minor violations to budget rules and sent the bill back. In the face of ongoing GOP opposition, President Obama heads back out to win over the confidence of the people. About an hour from now, he's scheduled to give a speech at the University of Iowa. That's where, as a presidential candidate, Mr. Obama first detailed his idea to revamp health care. More now from Iowa Public Radio's Alex Hoyer.
Iowa City is the first in a series of stops throughout the country for the president. A White House spokesman says Mr. Obama will discuss how the health care overhaul lowers costs for small businesses and American families. Dan Tableson is a sophomore political science major at the University of Iowa who has tickets to today's event. He says he supports the president's efforts, but he thinks more can be done.
I am happy that the bill was passed because I think it's an important first step towards more significant and more important reform in the future. Because if you don't start somewhere, then it's never going to get done.
More than 15,000 people requested tickets to today's event. Only 3,000 tickets were available. Critics of the law have promised opposition rallies at each of the president's stops. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hoyer in Iowa City.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is putting his stamp on a series of changes to the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, the law that bans gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military. Gates says it'll now be tougher to discharge someone for violating the military's policy.
I believe these changes represent an important improvement in the way the current law is put into practice, above all by providing a greater measure of common sense and common decency to a process for handling what are difficult and complex issues for all involved.
Under the revisions, more senior officers will be in charge of proceedings to discharge a gay member of the military. The policy also places tougher rules on evidence. Federal authorities are reviewing another videotape reportedly from Osama bin Laden. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston says the 74-second-long tape focuses on the fate of one of bin Laden's alleged lieutenants.
Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden said if the U.S. executes the admitted mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, any Americans the group captures will be executed too. The message is a little premature. The Justice Department is still struggling with the decision of where to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Back in November, Attorney General Eric Holder said he'd be tried in New York, in a civilian court. He's since backed away from that decision. Bin Laden's threat is also a little odd because it's unclear whether al-Qaeda actually holds any Americans. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 100 points at 10,941. This is NPR. An investigation is underway into a deadly medical helicopter crash in western Tennessee this morning. The Associated Press reports three people, all crew members, are dead. The chopper had just flown a patient to a hospital when it crashed into a field during a thunderstorm. The European Union Naval Force says it has freed six suspected Somali pirates a day after they were captured attempting to hijack a cargo ship off the coast of East Africa. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reports that their colleague was killed by private security guards.
Armed contractors on board the Panamanian-flagged merchant ship MV Almazan opened fire on the alleged hijackers, killing one of them before the Spanish warship arrived. European Naval Commander John Harbour said the six men they detained had to be released because the crew of the cargo ship could not identify them as the group responsible for the attempted raid. The incident off the coast of Somalia has fueled more debate about whether ships should travel with private guards. Legal experts argue that it has demonstrated the lack of regulation for the growing army of security contractors working on board ships. Piracy has flourished off the East African coast, making the regional waters arguably the most dangerous for shipping in the world. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abuja.
The NCAA men's basketball tournament resumes tonight in the East and West regionals. The opening game pits Washington against West Virginia. Later, Cornell takes on top seed Kentucky. In the West, Syracuse tangles with Butler in game one, then it's Kansas State versus Xavier. The winners of tonight's matchups will advance to the regional finals Saturday and a shot at the Final Four. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.